you for calling. This is Seth Peterson. How are you doing today?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. What is your first name?
Sid.
Sid. Hi, Sid. I can hear it in the voicemail before. This is Ann Crocco. You've been trying to reach me on behalf of Zach, apparently.
Yes.
Regarding my home, I think. And I apologize. I've had a lot on my plate and have not been available to the phone. I hope Zach is doing okay.
He, unfortunately, is no longer working with us.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So, if you're interested in selling your property, we can talk about it.
Yeah, he had been reaching out to me regarding my home. I had initially just inquired to find out, but what he was offering was too low. I made that clear, and he had reached back out saying he wanted to talk. So I don't know if he was intending a larger offer or what. I'll be honest, I don't want to waste a lot of time. If you could just get to the nitty-gritty, I don't know what you know about things, but that's where I am, because I just don't have time for nonsense, to be honest. So, anyways.
Yeah, I understand. What was
the intent of your call?
It was the same, actually. You know, I'll tell you how the process works. So, we'll get some details about the property. Once that, we'll, you know, run our numbers, go through some comps on, in the area, do our homework, do the due diligence.
Didn't share all that with Zach. Zach didn't share that information. You don't have any of that?
I am just checking if you could hold the line for a second, just so that I could double check with you.
Okay.
Your address is 4419 Welby Drive in Midlothian.
It is, yes.
Okay. Zach didn't share those with us. Hello?
Yes, okay. So, I'm getting tired of this whole process. I understand that's out of control that he left, but I just wonder, it's making me leery of trusting whatever your company is. I'm willing to hear what you can offer, but I... They're up in hand, and so we can make this, there's a lot going on in my world right now. We can make this efficient, and if it's not a good time, you can call me back, or, but what do you need to know from me? I'd like to get this moving.
All right. I could summarize that in four questions. One, any updates you've done in the past 24 months?
I'm trying to think. I did small repairs. I had my home inspected, and some landscaping work, some painting, some just repairs like more caulking and things like that, just kind of sprucing. I haven't done the full on, like what I would do to make it show quality, like the lipstick and rouge kind of stuff. But any repairs that needed done were all taken care of. All minimal types of things. No,
right.
No moisture, no water, anything like that. I'm trying to. What else? Haven't done anything grandiose as of right now. But there's only, again, it's just the small stuff to make it show quality, basically.
Right. And may I know how long have you owned the property?
Since 08.
Since 08. Oh. It was built in 06 and you bought it in 08, so fairly in brand new condition.
I believe it was built in 07.
Okay. All right. And we have done that, we've gone through, you know, the updates. Another thing, any specific timeline you're working towards that for the sale of the property?
I have a unique rental opportunity. I'm open. So I don't know. I'm willing to be creative if it's like a better time for you all, like do a, a kiddo graduating high school. So ideally to stay in the home until she graduates, I could do that, but I could also, I have a unique rental opportunity, and that's why I had inquired, so I'm like, maybe I should do that. So I don't know what benefits you most, if you can do a deal, and then if it's, because spring is usually a better time to sell. Wait, I don't know. I'm open to being creative, even renting back, if or getting a deal. I don't know. Like I said, I'm open to hearing what benefits you. But I could do something faster as well. The benefits for me would be in not going through the whole process, not having to have it perfect show quality. I can work on just getting rid of having a large family and all the things, kind of just focus on downsizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, I'm not going to just give it away. It's a beautiful home, beautiful location. So.
Yeah, it's Midlothian is a very good neighborhood, you know, around Welby Drive.
Yeah, my neighborhood is a very nice neighborhood, and I, in particular, have a very private, nice cul-de-sac lot. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, I understand. And, you know, I can see that it's a fairly newly built home, you know, in almost the perfect location. Any specific reason behind selling?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you said.
I was saying that any specific reason behind selling this one?
Just wanting to downsize.
Downsizing.
The last kiddo in the house, and
And you said you have too much going on right now just to go and list it, you know,
and
make the house show quality.
I'm not hearing you well. What did you say?
Is this better? Hello?
I hear you. What else did you say?
I was saying that, and you don't want to list the house because you don't have time to get the house of show quality.
I mean, I can. I'm weighing my options. If that's not, no one loves the whole dealing with that. So if this would make sense, I understand it needs to be a win for you, but it could be a win for me as well. So.
Yeah, perfectly. You know, we try to create custom solutions, and the only reason for that is so that you can create a win-win situation. Okay. All right. I have all the details I need, Anne. What I'll do is I'll reach out to my numbers guy. Her name is B Holland. And
okay.
She is available later today or tomorrow for her to give you a call. Do you have any availability?
I should. It's a long story. So it's my time is not always, I just don't know when I'm going to be available. I have an ailing parent. There's a lot going on. So I've had a lot of, been at the hospital, doctors, all that kind of stuff. My question is, did Zach also go to B. Holland? Like, who would have the information? He's already made an offer to me. I mean, obviously, if it's not higher than that, I'm not interested. So I don't understand how your company exactly works. It's making me leery of it that there isn't. Are you individual consultants or are you actually a company?
We are actually a local company based in Ashland.
Okay.
And the way it would work is, you know, we got the details, you know, we'll look at the neighborhood, search around the area, see if we can get a hold of Zach because he's not well. Why he quit. But we will try to search, you know, if we could find the offer he made to you because it would be documented that I know of. So,
okay.
You know, do
it. He was calling back. He made it sound like he was interested in making a larger offer. So that's what I would be interested in. What is B. Holland's number so I can know when she's calling? I'll try to take that call.
Oh, sure. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay, so it's 804.
Uh-huh.
408.
Okay.
4105.
And the reason for her call is what? What will she want? Will she actually make an offer? Is she going
She's the numbers guy for us, and she's the one that will be making the offer.
Okay. And Zach used to be that person, or why was Zach able to make an offer? And I'm confused at how everything works.
As I said, that, you know, we'll have to search how much. Do you remember the number Zach gave you the first time?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. And I'd like to see if you're able to find that information. I'm just feeling a little leery. I don't understand how this all works. So,
I totally understand, you know, but don't worry about it. We'll search because you must have documented it somewhere. How much he offered you, we'll go ahead, find that out, and then we'll make sure that, you know, we're not below that number. Obviously, we do want to create a win-win situation for both of us.
Yeah, it would give me more confidence in understand that he's sick and has left, and I'm very sorry about that. But I just have to protect myself, and I don't want to be just throwing out information to some stranger I don't know. So...
I understand. And if you like, we could do this in person as well. You know, because I understand.
For that right now. If it gets down to it, of course, that we would need to do that. I'll wait for B call. You said B-E-E or?
Yeah, B-E-E.
Okay. And if there could be anything, if you could send me an email, anything in print so I have and I can, that would be beneficial to me also to have more confidence. In the process.
Sure, I could send you our company information through an email. What would be the best email?
It's my name, ANNCROCCO, the number one, email.com.
A number one at?
Yes, gmail.com.
gmail.com. All right, perfect, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good
Thank
day, and
you.
I'll wait. I put Bee's information in my contacts, and I'll wait for her call. I'll
no
answer
problem.
If I'm able, but please ask her to leave a detailed message if I'm unable. I may be dealing with a doctor at the hospital.
All right. Do you think you would be available around 3 p.m. today?
But again, I hope to be, and I will try to. I just can't guarantee it, but I'll do that.
All right, no problem. Understood. Thank you.
If I'm not, I'll try to call back as soon as possible.
All right.
I
thank
just don't
you,
know
Anne.
When the doctors come to talk to me. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh,
bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.